Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Tuesday, February 27th. U.S. equity futures are flat up small, so you have S&P futures up 4 points. That's about 8 basis points. NASDAQ futures are up 33 points. That's about 18 basis points. And you have Dow futures flat. Europe, you're looking at the major indices up about 5 to 30 basis points. Outperformance in autos, basic resources, tech, real estate. Underperformance in healthcare, retail, media, staples, and chemicals. In Asia, Japan was essentially unchanged. The Nikkei was flat, while Hong Kong and mainland China saw gains. The Hang Seng rallied about 95 basis points. The Shanghai Comp rallied about 1.3% ahead of an important meeting of senior Chinese government officials that kicks off on Monday, March 4th. So another pretty slow evening of news. You know, I think U.S. equities are in this holding pattern where they're digesting recent gains, waiting for the next set of catalysts. In my opinion, the next set of potential important macro events will be the inflation numbers that come out Thursday and Friday in Europe and the U.S. Otherwise, it should be pretty quiet. You do have a bunch of January end earnings, which will be watched closely, but that inflation data will probably be the next major macro event. In terms of news flow on the macro front, you had a hot Japanese CPI number, which I think this is reinforcing the existing expectation that we're going to get BOJ tightening within the next probably 2 months, which means the BOJ will be hiking before any of the other major central banks start to cut. Remember, in the U.S., Fed expectations are essentially right in line with the FOMC's last guidance from December, which the Fed is probably pretty happy about. I don't think the Fed really sees a need right now to push back aggressively, given where expectations are. The market is not pricing in rate cuts at the next two meetings, and there's about 75% odds of a cut in June, with 80 cuts in total for the year. Again, that's pretty much right in line with how the Fed has been guiding. We do get next week important testimony from Powell before the House and the Senate. So that'll be kind of the next big update from him as far as how they're thinking, not just on the funds rate, but quantitative tightening also. We're probably going to get, the next big update from the Fed will likely be on the quantitative tightening front as they begin to kind of slow down that process where they've already stated pretty explicitly that we'll get pretty explicit guidance on how they plan on moderating the pace of quantitative tightening at the March meeting. And the testimony next week could reveal some further insight into that. On earnings, you had a few names out overnight. Zoom is bid up on its results. Kava also is rallying after its earnings and outlook. And then a downside, you have Unity Software and Workday getting hit off their results. Hess is for sale. There were a bunch of headlines about how the deal with Chevron could potentially be disrupted. In the Middle East, more headlines suggesting that you are likely to get a ceasefire in Gaza in the coming days. It remains to be seen if that takes place, but the tenor of media reports certainly is a lot more suggestive than it's been. And that is pretty much everything for today. Like I said, very quiet again in terms of news flow. For the calendar today, the focus will be on earnings before the open: AutoZone, Lowe's, Macy's, Norwegian Cruise. After the close, Agilent, eBay for Solar, Splunk, and TKO. There will be the Michigan primary takes place today. I think on the Democratic side, it'll be interesting to kind of watch some of the numbers for Biden. There's a potential political fallout for him given what's happening in the Middle East. And we'll get an indication of that with the Michigan primary today. Biden will be hosting congressional leaders at the White House today to discuss the budget, shutdown risk. Remember, there are two funding expiration deadlines, March 1st, March 8th. March 1st is about 20% of the government that potentially could shut down. March 8th is the balance. I don't really think a shutdown is anything to think about, worry about. It's unlikely to happen. If it does happen, it'll be very brief. And the word itself is somewhat of a misnomer. A large chunk of the government stays open. So I think this is all just kind of noise with regards to the shutdown. And that is everything for today, Tuesday, February 27th. Thank you for listening.